Cobb, 99.5 FM.
Good morning to you. Welcome to it. It's your voice, The Christian Perspective. Christian Speak Out, your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for The Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Let me say good morning to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, all my bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prisons, security guard. Good morning. Don't forget my, I'm not forgetting my customs and immigration officers. Yeah, good morning to you as well. It's a beautiful Monday, the 12th of October. And let me say a very, very happy and special birthday greeting going out to my mom, the lady who brought me into this world, who carried me for 9 months. She is truly, I could safely say that I got the best mom in the world. She means the world to me and to all my siblings. This morning, I want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing her with another year of life. And I pray continued blessing upon her, her life today, Lord God. Father, Lord, even today, we thank you for all the members of the Sky family. We pray, oh God, I pray, oh God, and speak a special blessing upon them and upon those listening in the maxis, in the taxis. I pray that they would have a safe and productive day. That you would guide their steps. That you would give them peace. Would touch their hearts, oh God, today. That they will see you in everything, oh Lord God. I speak a special blessing over this nation.
We worship with hands.
Over the leaders, over the members of the opposition.
With praise.
Let every creed and race really find an equal place in Trinidad and Tobago. We come against everything that will come to unsettle this nation. We pray against the spirits of COVID right now. And we speak healing to the bodies that need to be healed, even in the hospitals, Lord. At their bedside, meet them, Lord. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. No other name but your name, Lord. Amen. Well, it's Monday. Today we're talking about no carnival, time for change. What do you think? No carnival anymore. That's it. Cancel carnival. Seeing that you cancel carnival for 2021 because of COVID, what do you say about canceling carnival indefinitely for this nation? And if so, if there's no carnival 2021, is that an opportunity for the church to create something new? Probably not to call it carnival, but change the name. A festival of something. Something else.
That's why.
Can the new idea be a sustainable one? One that would showcase not just our culture, our food. Could it be one that will attract tourists to this land? Carnival means a celebration of the flesh, obviously. There's no Carnival 2021. Last I checked. Now I'm hearing in the news that the WHO wants to change. I mean, like, I don't understand why now. I mean, are you now seeing? I mean, and that's probably why our Prime Minister did not shut down the country completely. You know, I pray, oh God, that he will have spiritual advisories all around him right now, even to deal with this situation with COVID. I mean, now the WHO is saying that we should not. Would that mean that Carnival 2021 would be back on? Because he's saying that the economies would suffer. But there's no Carnival 2021 as it is now. So is this an opportunity for the church to create something new? Probably sit with the heads of government and say, let's create a new festival. Let's create something that would shed our country. Because this year was the worst carnival ever, Trinidad and Tobago. The worst. Carnival means a celebration. It's not a celebration of life. It's a celebration of whatever. Carnival. Right. Let me get the correct meeting before I say anything and make those people who are carnival fanatics come out for me. Anyway. 625-275-9 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. Your voice, the Christian perspective.
No one else compares to you.
Let me say good morning going out to Dee. Dee, good morning to you, darling. Good morning to you, Mikael. Good morning to you, Sister B. Good morning to you, Uncle Val. Uncle Val, good morning to you. Uncle Val, could Duncan in Hermitage, that's my brother, another mother. Another mother. Same father. Blessings to you, my bro. Hello, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Carla Jack.
Good morning.
How do you do?
I'm blessed.
Praise you, God. And a very good morning as well to all the brothers and sisters of the Sky family. And to their families as well. And to your family as well.
Mm-hmm.
And to Jean and Jeanette. May God bless us all. And as always, I wish you throughout your show. Now for your question.
Mm-hmm.
About Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cancellation of Carnival is nothing new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my lifetime, this is the second time that we have cancellation of Carnival.
Okay.
Yeah. During World War II, Carnival was cancelled for over five years, to be precise, 5 years and 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
There was no carnival. From 1940 way up to 1946. Cancellation, 1940. We had carnival in 1946 after the war was over. So you see, cancellation of carnival is nothing new to Trinidad and Tobago. You're talking about the economy. What about the economy during those 5 years that I've just spoken about? It didn't affect the economy. Did it affect the economy? If it did, I'm sure it would have affected it much worse than it would affect it now. I doubt very much that Carnival will be canceled for 5 years now.
But Carnival, yes, brings, let's look at the positive side. Carnival draws tourists to the Isle, to the Sister Isle. What the question that I'm asking you this morning is, do you think that the church or spiritual leaders should come up with something else?
Yeah, I agree. Yes, they should come up with something new.
Yeah.
For the duration of whatever the duration would be.
Well, no, this is going to be a start of a new thing. Rather than calling it Carnival, should they change the name altogether? Should they create something new? And could the idea change be a sustainable
name,
idea?
Well, I don't know if they change the name. That might create a problem, you know, by changing the name. Because the vast majority, if not all the people who play mass and engage in masquerade and sort of thing, they are accustomed with this, the name Carnival, for centuries.
Yeah, all right.
So I don't know. That could create a problem.
Cool.
I think so.
All right.
That's my opinion. That's my
yours.
View.
That's your view.
Could create a problem.
All right.
By changing the name. Coming up with something new, with another name. Probably that could work, but to change the name for Carnival, I don't know. It's not impossible. They can do it, but what I'm saying is it could create a problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But as always, I'm with you throughout your show.
Blessings.
Blessings.
That's right. Cover me, Lord. Say, cover me today. Oh, 625-2759 and 624-7729. Hello, good morning.
Kala, morning, mama. How are you this morning, Kala?
I'm blessed.
Kala, somebody didn't get the opportunity to pick you up this morning, you know. It's a new week. It's a new day, Kala.
Yeah, it is.
Kala, I guess I have good news this morning. From the news.
You get some good news.
You didn't get some good news on the news this morning, Carla.
Yeah, that's confusing news, but it's good news.
That's confusing to me, Carla.
And that confusing.
From day one, I have been saying that, Carla, this is a waste of time. This whole situation is a pandemic, Carla, right? And this is doing nothing for the country and the world by extension, because people are getting sent home, right? Countries are contracting the whole economy. People are going into poverty. Carla, this is doing, this shutdown and lockdown is doing nothing for nobody. I have said that, right? I have said that the COVID-19 is nothing more than a common cold, because when you go to the doctor or you're going to the hospital, Carla, the same treatment that they are giving you for the common cold, that's the same treatment they're giving you for COVID-19, Carla.
Yeah, and I actually said that over, I made a post, I commented on that post, and I'm saying, why would it be mandatory, I mean, not to stray, but we straying from the topic, actually, if you know you like to make history, you make chemistry, right? But I'm just commenting on your comment. You know, I'm saying, why would it be mandatory for something that is only 1 million people died, and most of them are of a certain age bracket, and then the majority of people, millions of people, have recovered without even a vaccine? So what's the problem?
I don't want to change my talk about.
Yeah, we switch right? Already, but yeah, no, it's too late for that. But anyway, yeah. So, but if you were to come up with an idea for a new festival for Trinidad and Tobago, what would it be? What should the church suggest to the government of Trinidad and Tobago to start drawing people in a positive light, in a positive manner, to our country now? You know.
I think it's not so much to do with the government, and I think long time the church supposed to have a big praise and worship around the same time for Carnival, where the youth and persons who want to just give thanks unto God to go around that same Carnival Monday, yeah. Junior, choose a big right out of stadium or something like that and make it a worldwide event to Carla, where people, Christians, will come from outside too and come to this thing too.
Right? Yeah.
So it's not just about the government, the church is supposed to come together and do that. Then actually have money making an event too for Christians too.
Yeah.
You know, bringing artists, gospel artists and all these things around the same time. And then we have a celebration too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if I had to think about anything else, Tala, I will call you. Nana.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day again, Tala.
Blessings. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm blessed. It's good to hear you this morning.
Thank you.
Today's your mommy's birthday?
Yes, today's my mom's birthday.
I want to wish her all the best, although I don't know her, but I know how she make a wonderful daughter, like Carla, who gave us all the inspiration and all the blessings in the morning. So I want to wish her all the best. Happy, happy birthday to Carla, mommy. What is her mommy name?
Ursula.
Ursula.
Yeah.
Ursula.
Yeah, not Ursula.
Right. Present. Good morning to you. This is Gina and Jeanette. And we want to wish you all the best for your birthday. And let nobody steal your joy today. Enjoy your day immensely.
Yeah, we have a power pack day for her today. Don't worry.
That is nice. And Carla, I did hear your question this morning.
The question is.
As a seminar Adventist, we do take part in early carnival.
Yeah, none of us. I mean,
no carnival with a bacchanal, and we don't really entertain carnival. But on the whole, you know that most of the artists and them, everybody have to live. Everybody have to make their living, so they may come up with a different name than the.
But the same way. So here's the thing. The same way during COVID that all the artists banded together in the Caribbean, both secular and gospel, and overseas as well. Why don't we come up now with new festival, with a name for a new festival for that particular time? Call it a festival of life or something. I'm just thinking out of the box now.
Well, they could do that because most of the thing for Carnival is the artists and them that start to perform and they really want to make their money out there. At the time, they just really make their money. And that against anybody who really has to work and do what they have to do. So they could come up with some name, and then after they could have something like, you know, the Carnival people are very creative people. They create a lot of style and thing in the band and all kind of thing. They may not have the people jumping on the street or doing anything, because that's real bacchanal, but they could showcase the creativeness, what they could do. And they could showcase that. They could have a, like a whole cultural businesses and every Calypsonians, how many showcase all the people close. They could have a different aspect of it. I don't know the name as yet, what they'll call it, because I don't really take part in those things. But they could do that. On my intake, they could do that.
Yeah.
So good morning to the Sky family and from La Hakata and Hassan from Mova, Mr. Mistress Emmanuel, Veronica, Miss Meloni, everyone who know themselves, Gina and Gina, they're saying good morning. And to Naughty Innocence this morning, she like to call us the Naughty Twin. Mm. Naughty Innocence, if you're listening, this is Gina and Gina Naughty. Naughty girls telling you good morning. And good morning to Princess Margaret this morning also. This morning I had to get back to her yesterday, but I didn't get back to her. So all good right. Morning to you, Princess Margaret. Hold on a minute this morning. I am after Jeanette. Hold on. Good morning to the beautiful woman in Palestine.
Good morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm all right, by grace of God. I'm just a little tired.
Oh, you're tired? You worked too hard over the weekend?
No, yes. I was trying to start to do some painting.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I got to cook early because I got some strong men to help me.
Ah, Papa, you. Papa, you show off now?
Yeah. So they paint my drawing room and one bedroom. But yes, I have so much thing in the room to move and then to put back when I have to paint. So I need to put it together. Next week, I'll finish up the rest.
Nice.
I'll start early because if we are start early, it doesn't completely. Look, we are going on this week for the October to finish already. We are half of the month this week already.
Yeah.
And time is flying.
It is.
I didn't want to stick along to your mommy and say happy birthday, happy birthday. Special. She make a wonderful, wonderful daughter.
Aww.
You have no more sisters?
I have two other sisters.
And brothers.
Two other brothers.
Oh.
I'm the eldest.
Go ahead.
I say I'm the eldest.
You're the eldest?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, now I make so many grandchildren for her.
Yes, I did. I make for everybody.
So you have a wonderful day, Mr. Santa Cruz. Good morning to you and everybody who is listening to them. Enjoy the day and return to everybody. Be so good. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings. Our hope is love. Good morning to you, Stacey, in Point Fortin. Good morning, Brother Terry. Good morning to you. Listen, you can wait. So today we're talking about No Carnival, Time for Change. No Carnival. The name of the topic is No Carnival, It's Time for Change. Yeah. There is No Carnival 2021. Is this an opportunity for the church to create something new? Like a new festival or something? Something that is going to draw tourists. Where they will come and experience like our foods and our culture. Minus, probably we could change up the whole idea of people spending exorbitant amounts of money on costumes. But anyway, no, they probably won't want it. But we could change up the whole this idea of people parading half naked in the city. But you know, I want to know if the church has an idea, or do we just do away with it altogether? And if there's a new idea that the church can come up with, can it be one that is sustainable? Anything that they would put forward, obviously they would have thought about it. And it would be, you know, something that can be sustained. Hello, good morning.
Karaji.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that today was your mother's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I call it to wish your mother a very happy and enjoyable birthday.
Thank you.
And that God will bless her and keep her to live to celebrate very many more birthdays.
Thank you. Blessings.
And I would like very kindly to dedicate to your mother, Worthy is the Lamb by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Sky 99.5 FM. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla. This is Esther.
Hi, Esther. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Blessings.
Calling to wish your mommy a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Coming for myself and Wendy.
Oh, thanks. Thanks
and
a lot.
Play anything nice of your choice, Sophie.
Thank you. Blessings.
Yes. Good morning, Grandpa Santa Cruz, Granny Corridor, and everybody else. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Esther. Morning, Wendy. Morning. Blessings to you guys. Okay. Love you.
You have a blessed day.
I will.
And we love you.
Love you too. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, let me say good morning going out to my friend Arlene in Marabella.
My friends say this is a greater level.
Greater level in Christ. Today we're talking about no carnival, time for change. There's no carnival 2021. Is this an opportunity for the church to create something new? Something that will draw people, something a more positive, probably change the name a bit. Draw people to this time. Something that would lead up to Lent. Something that will keep people holy. And you know, when they lead up to Lent, it wouldn't be so hard. You have to, but you know, the whole point about this, after you behave so naughty, I guess you go, you take your ashes and so on, and you know, then you have that 40 days of fasting and praying and abstaining from stuff. But you know, I'm just wondering if the church has something else that we can probably use that particular time. I don't want to say get rid of the time completely. What do you think? Get rid of it completely? And if there's a new idea coming out of the church or even out of my Sky family this morning, is that idea going to be a sustainable one? Come up with new ideas. Carnival 2021 tentatively has been cancelled. Now coming out of the WHO, we ain't sure anymore. We'll see. Watch, wait, and pray. That's all I have to say about that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Wonderful.
I want to wish your mom a blessed and holy birthday. May she live to see many, many more, and the Lord will cover her.
Thank you.
With his blood.
Thank
and
you.
Also, I want to wish my brother, Everett Batiste, a happy birthday today also.
Oh, nice.
And he's living in Aripero Village in South Oroput.
Nice.
I pray God will bless him. He's such a wonderful brother to me.
Mm-hmm.
And may God keep on blessing him in Jesus' name.
Thank you, darling.
I want to dedicate this song to your mom and my brother.
What song is that?
Eastland O, I'm holding on to Jesus.
Thank you, darling. Blessings to you.
You have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
625-2759 and 624-7729. No Voice to Christian Perspective. We're talking about No Carnival 2021. Thus that we know of now, you know, everything that the government has done so far has been according to the WHO and their guidelines. Now the government, now there's a new thing that was put out over the weekend. You know, when I heard it, my heart was not troubled anymore, because what the WHO has been saying is that all it's doing is hurting a lot of people. I've seen it. I told you guys last week, I said that people have been put into serious, it's poverty. The United States of America alone, with all the taxes and all the this that they have to pay, it's been destroying their economy. People are being put out on the streets. Listen, we now have to recuperate and recover. We need a breakthrough, Lord. We do. But what idea could you guys come up with to replace Carnival? Let's talk about replacing Carnival entirely. 625-2759-624-7729. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Carla.
Morning. How are you?
Hi, all right. I'm cool, and I've been praying about this thing for quite a while. My prayer that this thing called Carnival should be abolished totally and replaced with something that will bring honor and glory to God.
Yeah.
This thing called Carnival is really 2 days of pornography on the streets of Trinidad and Tobago.
It's been reduced to that.
Yeah, we are not, we are Twin Island State, and we don't want to be like the twin city of Solomon Gordon. Jesus Christ is a soon coming king.
Yeah.
And this nation will be lost. We could replace it with the King of Gospel, too.
Mm-hmm.
We could have gospel on time. That's what people have, the desire to go to Israel. People have the desire to come to Trinidad to rejoice and to praise God.
And you believe that that festival would be one that would be sustainable?
I think so, because all our generating revenues, establishment or whatever we have in Trinidad, the government has disposed of it.
Yeah.
So why can't they dispose of the phone?
All right.
Thank you very much, Carla. You are blessing my daughter.
Thank you. Blessings to you. It's Your Voice, The Christian Perspective. 625-2759 624-7729. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling. How are you doing?
Good. You must remember this is not a church theater.
True.
We wouldn't agree to that. But what the Christians can do is have a day every year where they celebrate. But you know, they can't agree on anything. So, you know, this, for instance, you have 7 days, you have Catholic, you have Baptist. I don't think they could ever come together.
You don't think so?
And have a one day of festival.
Wow.
Praises, and you know, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it differently. Okay?
All right.
Have a blessed day. Bye.
Got you. Alright, so my last caller says that it's impossible. He says it's impossible. We can't even agree on certain things, on the simpler things, which is the gospel. Why would the church be able to come together, be able to has to put forward an idea to government, a festival? I was, you know, I heard a lot of people say gospel this and gospel that, but again, I have to agree with that last caller. This is not a church state. So I was thinking more along the lines of something that is general, but would be more, it would be held in a more positive light, because we are faced with many different religions in Trinidad, including Hindu, Muslims and all that. Now they don't really partake in carnival, but they have their own festivals, they have their own stuff, but we're talking under, you know, that umbrella there. What idea, guys, do you think that we could put forward to government? Of course, gospel artists, because then they wouldn't have the question. There's a question looming over whether gospel artists should even be a part of carnival, whether they should be a part of these shows. There's a big hullabaloo over this year in carnival, when certain gospel artists, wouldn't call their names, they were part of certain children's show. You know, so, you know, it, changing the name of event, or putting forward some idea for a new event, maybe, because I'm not saying it's going to be gospel totally, but it shouldn't be something different. Should we change the name? Should we change the entire concept of carnival? Yeah, that's what I want to find out. And do you think that one would be something that would be sustainable? Let me know. And we've started celebrating Christmas early at Porsche. Our gift to you this season, our Porsche Macans are all wrapped up with reduced pricing, authentic Porsche merchandise valued at $10,000, and an additional 2 years warranty with your purchase. The Porsche Macan is the perfect balance of German performance, state-of-the-art technology, and everyday practicality. Call 671-1000 or visit Porsche Center Trinidad at Lifestyle Motors Limited to schedule a test drive today. The Porsche Macan, choose thrilling. And of course, on Sky 99.5, we believe that everyone should have a perfect cup of tea every day. That's why we're inviting you to Tea Time. Join me Mondays through Fridays at 7:15 a.m. and achieve a top-notch brew with our expert Tea Time tips. Whatever your mood, there's a Tea Time tip to suit, so get that kettle boiling. Yeah, that's right. Put on that kettle now. Mondays through Fridays at 7:15 on Sky, the best place for Tea Time, sponsored by Sunshine Cereals Delight. You deliver on everything your cereal should do. Bring a little bit of sunshine with you.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Good morning, my sister. Same father, but another mother. I love you. And I also love your mom. Mommy, happy birthday. Mommy, happy birthday. May your life prosper, your soul prosper. All right, mom. Welcome to a brand new year added on to your life. I give God praise and thanks for you. And I ask him to continue blessing you and showering you with his grace. I agree. Amen. No more nakedness and vulgarness. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, my sister.
Yeah. Good morning, Kalaji, your family, my Sky family, my MPC family, Trinidad and Tobago and the world at large. While I woke this morning knowing the good news is that God cares for us, and is that assurance, I have joy in my soul. Blessed day to Megan, Timothy, Susanna Cruz, Rebecca, Sky, and all the listeners. Have a great day and great week to you and your family. Going for my morning walk. Have a great one, my darling. Good morning, Carla. Thank you. Have a blessed and beautiful day today. The balance of the Sky family. Good morning. Good morning. Happy birthday to your dear mom. Good morning to Hyacinth, Tony, Keone, Timothy, and all the Sky family. A blessed day to all. Good morning to you, dear Carla. Blessings and much love to your mom on her birthday today. Wishing her health, strength, happiness, and long life. Coming from Yvonne. Morning to you, Shireen in Londonville, Jean and Jeanette, Carol in St. Helena. Mindful Monday morning, successful, blessed day, a week, day ahead. Good morning to you, Uncle Val, Carol, Brent in New Grand. Good morning to you, Mommy Glenda.
Thank you for the shaking. Thank you for the beating. Thank you for the pressing.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Dot.
Morning, darling.
Calling to wish your mama happy, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
May she live to see many, 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 many more years.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, mommy.
Praise the Lord for your mommy. She brought you into this world and you're supposed to be proud of her, which I know you are proud
of her. I am.
Right. So, go enjoy yourself with her today.
I will.
Okay?
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You take care. Love you, Dad.
Love you, too.
Yeah, but you have a mommy on this side, okay?
Yes.
Don't forget me. You don't forget me.
Never, never.
Yeah.
I won't forget you, mommy. Don't worry.
Thank God for she bringing you here.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
She was just a vessel to bring me here to you.
Yes. I'm so happy. I'm so glad.
Love
you. We're going to talk, okay?
All right, Mommy Glenda. Blessings to you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too, yeah. Reach home safe, okay?
Yes, I will, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Somebody said, my brother said, replace that name Carnival into Repentance Day. And that day, everyone goes into the church close to where they live and give thanks on that day. Prayer whole day if people could jump up in hot sun. Why not praise him in the kingdom of God? Listen, let me tell you, the struggle is real. When people get in to pray or even read the Bible, they just fall asleep. Yeah. When they get to church, they fall asleep. But in the sun, they go in whole day and whole night in the hot. I don't know how people do that prayer. It's amazing. And they be in the gym from all now, working out and making sure that they get that body right, as they say, to go on parade half naked in the street. Oh my goodness, Lord. 625-2759. We're asking you this question on your Voice of Christian perspective. No carnival, is it time for change? Is it time for change? Is it really? There's no carnival for 2021. It's been announced by the Prime Minister. What do you think that the church, or what do you think, what idea, my Sky family, forget the church, let's put aside the church. Because if we call it church, then we will want it to be a day of repentance, which nothing is wrong with that, you know, because we have a day of atonement. I don't know if you guys know that. But anyway, is there an opportunity for the church to create something new? Is this an opportunity for the nation to create something new? Let me. I don't want to exalt the church because it's a Christian perspective, but the church and the nation to come together and create something new, a new festival. And can that new idea create sustainable income or generate income into our country? Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, my dear family.
Morning.
Happy birthday to my mom.
Thank you.
And she lives to see many, many more.
Thank you.
And you pray for me, please, to have time to raise me up so I can walk on mountains.
All right, gotcha.
And yesterday, Carnival, I will say repentance. I will say gloriously. Why? Because Carnival originates from agriculture. And
yeah.
Agriculture is something we need in our country.
Yeah.
We call it gloriously.
Glorious festival. Yeah. Make it a festival for 5 days, like how they do the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Glorious festival.
Yeah.
All right, like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Blessing. Good morning to you, Mommy. All hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Carla.
Morning, darling.
Sending wishes to your mom on her birthday.
Yes, darling.
And thanking her for giving us a lovely child like you.
Aww.
I give you praise, honor, and glory to her name.
Amen.
I'm sending greetings to Mr. McKenzie and family, Mr. Santa Cruz, Miss Corridon, and Sonny San Fernando.
Yeah.
And Maraval.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending good morning to my family. And hope they will be all right for the day and always.
All right.
God bless you, Carla.
God bless you, too.
Yes, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla.
Morning.
What troubled me Thursday?
No, today's Monday.
I'm just troubling you.
You see my eye open. I'm like, what? You catch right. Me there.
You know why I keep looking for Carnival Week?
Who is that?
Oh, wait, let me introduce myself. This is Super Mario to everybody. I'm going to buy all by yourself.
Nice.
Anyways, what I still do is we just embark on a national cleanup campaign for the Carnival Week. Clean up the country, save the government some money. Right, so that way, if it is we want to generate income, we can instead save income.
All
and
right.
Let experts do a little part and let me clean up the community, let me cut around it, bush, let me pick up rubbish and put it out for the garbage truck and they carry. Let me go by the old lady who lives by 37 cut around she yard and things like this to beautify the country and help all the people within our country.
I hear you.
All right, thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you. Too.
Hello, good morning.
College, good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
It's not a sir, baby. This is Euphemia.
Hi. Euphemia, your voice sounds a little hoarse this morning.
Yeah, a little hoarse this morning.
Uh-oh.
I want to say a blessed day to you.
Mm-hmm.
And happy, happy birthday to the one who brought you into this world.
Thank you.
She brought you with love. She brought you with encouragement to others. May God bless her to see many, many birthdays. And a blessed morning to my special Mr. Santa Cruz. Enjoy your day. Be home safe.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective. Today we're talking about no carnival, time for change. There is no carnival 2021. This is an opportunity for the body of Christ, the church to combine with the government, those that are in the NCC, to come up with a change, probably a change, and to create something new, something innovative that is still going to draw persons to our twin eye. You know, we're looking at building back a sustainable economy, not so much dependent on oil. Because oil prices have been quite challenging within the last few years. You know, Tobago, incidentally, has so many different festivals. Yeah, aside from Carnival that we have over here once a year, Tobago has many different festivals. And it draws persons to the Sister Isle. All year round. So what do you guys think? No more carnival? Something new? Create a new idea? And could this new idea be one that is sustainable? Let me know.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Good morning to you, Denise, Andrea, and Arima. Good morning. Good morning. Happy birthday to your mother. May this be the happiest day ever. And so it shall. I ordered some stuff for her. I don't does she like it though? Fruit and chocolate. Chocolate covered strawberry, because she says she didn't want a cake. My thing was to make a cake. I was going to let my little sister, Tweetween, morning Tweetween, make a cake for her, and then I heard my sibling say, she don't want a cake, Ollie. Also, she works at Legal Affairs, so we've been trying also too, because she hasn't been to work for a while. You have to make an appointment to now go to work there, and the system is sort of congested. I don't know what's going on there. Hour number two of Your Voice, The Christian Perspective. Lady G in your company, of course. It's a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Port of Spain. What's the weather like in your neck of the woods? Send me a text at 333-9950. And of course, today we're talking about No Carnival 2021. Is it time for a change? There's No Carnival 2021. Of course, there's an opportunity now for the church to create something new. And can that new idea be a sustainable one? Baby girl, what do you think? All right, so and let me touch the text board and see what's some of my folks while I wait for your calls at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Good morning to you, Pastor Sandra Fredericks. Let me touch your note, your voice note first.
Hi, Sister Carla. Good morning. Now got up, understood. Today is your mommy birthday.
Yes, it is.
I want to wish your mommy all the best. God's blessings and happiness, health and strength. And I pray that you, Carla, will bless her and really cheer her up today with ice cream and cake and every little delicacies that she may need today.
Yeah.
And I want you to play Forever Young for her.
Forever Young. Oh, you know, thank you.
It goes something like this. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay forever young. May God blessings keep you always. May all your wishes come true. And may you stay forever young. Now got up, Sister Carla. My voice not too good. And I can't remember all the verses neither. But wish your mommy God's blessings for me, please.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Yeah. Blessings
good morning,
to you.
Claxton Bay, yes.
Thank you, Claxton Bay. Hello, good morning.
Morning to my colleagues and the other stations. Yeah, that's their voices just now. Good morning, Miss Carla. There should be a welcome back home for 2 days. I like when my USA cousins come in, Armani. I like that. Out of the mouth of babes. All right, so let me get to this gentleman's, before I take your calls, it's 625-2759 and 624-7729. Blessed one in college and the rest of the sky listeners globally, it is written in Romans 13:13, let us behave properly, right? As in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and in jealousy. Thus, this is the time for us to cleanse our nation of all manner of promiscuity and sin and keep in continuous prayer. Let's create a festival of praise. Ooh, I like that. And thanks to God Almighty for bringing us through COVID-19. A festival of praise. I love it. 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 To your mom, God's blessings upon her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For it is written that length of days is in her right hand and wealth and riches is in her left. Amen. I receive that for her in Jesus' name. God's blessings upon all her children biologically and by Christ Jesus. May you all have a Holy Spirit day today through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hello, good morning.
Sorry, but currently, the song that Pastor Sandra Fredericks wants to dedicate for your mommy, it is by Johnny Matter, Forever Young.
All righty.
Good
thank
morning,
you.
Pastor and Sandra Fredericks. Good morning.
Morning.
the people that you love. They've been downside, oh, falling over and over again. Will it ever get better? Will it ever end?
No matter what.
No matter what you do.
Sandra, is it by Johnny Mathis? Because I pulled up another Forever Young, you know.
Just be-
yeah, I pulled up another one. Is it by Johnny Mathis?
Can't give up.
You can't
now.
Give up now.
I need to know. Let me know.
Until it's gone, keep praying.
Last morning, Miss G.
Gotta get better.
Never. Keep pressing on. Keep pressing on.
I'd like to wish your mom. Let's say in the name of the Lord, I'd like to wish your mom a happy birthday. May each and every day, moment of the day be special and filled with happiness and bring to others. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may you live to see many, many more. Mommy, happy birthday to your mama. Much love.
Just remember.
Good morning, Carla. Michelle from Arima. It's raining. It is. Is it? Oh, my goodness. Guys, text me up at 333-9950. What's the weather like in your neck of the woods on this beautiful Monday? I wonder if it's raining outside. I have to run outside and see. Okay. Weather tends to change. I know it's pretty cold in this studio. I did not walk with my sweater today, so it's cold. Hello, good morning.
Yes, Arcology. It is by Johnny Mathis.
No, but, hi. You called back four times.
Pardon?
You called four times. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. I already pulled it up. Don't worry, Miss Santa Cruz.
Never, never.
Because there's another version to it, Mr. Santa Cruz. That's why I was asking her if that's the one that she meant. Just, you know, because there are different versions to one song sometimes. I just want to make sure it's the gospel version.
Keep
yeah?
Hi, hi, pleasant. Good morning, bubbly. Just saying happy birthday to your mom, Miss Ursula. Pray that God bless her and keep her safe. And never see a lovely woman like her. So pleasant, always smiling and always humming a nice hymn. Yeah, anyway, blessing, darling. God bless you all.
That sounds like
safe.
Mom.
Happy birthday, Miss Ursula. Blessings. Bye.
Bye.
Keep pressing on.
All right, Jesus City. Read that I work there. Thanks. Hi, ma'am. I won't say where you work. Yeah, but we've been trying all day yesterday. So my siblings, we're in a little chat by ourselves, and they were trying to get her to get an appointment, and they were not getting on the system at all. But God is good. It's almost time for tea. So, guys, I hope you got that kettle boiling. Get ready for tea time coming up in just a bit. 625-2759 and 624-7729.
Good morning to Carla and the Sky family. And happy birthday to your mom. May she have a blessed and wonderful and sweet day today. And Carla, I wish they could really stop the carnival and everybody could come out and have all those days and have days of worship and prayer. Everybody should come out and they even set on the promenade in Savannah, just like how everybody's come out pretty carnival, have night vigil and all of that. And you know, people have things selling and they're buying and everybody eating and enjoying themselves. I think that is the better way, you know. Or even if they don't want to do that, have some luncheons, you know, where everybody come together and have things. They do like different things to eat and whatnot in a big open out place. I wish the government could do that and see the economy will boost back up, you know. Not because of no carnival, it would not have nothing in the country. That is what people saying. But
yeah.
Trinidad is a blessed and beautiful and rich island.
Yes, it
and
is.
People not seeing it. Everybody just want to come and jump for carnival. Mm-hmm. That is what everybody's saying, and they think the economy might drop, but no, Carla, everything will come into places all over the world, and it's all over the world would not have any carnival. So I don't know what is the big problem for everybody, Carla.
And tourists are still coming in all
but
the other islands.
A blessed and wonderful day.
Thank you, Michelle.
And it's been a long time I haven't heard my song, so I don't know if you could play it when you are leaving.
No song for you.
Thankful.
No song for you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I have some special greetings to the pastor, mm-hmm. to Mr. Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. and all my family, and I want to give a special happy birthday greetings to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
When you said Ursula is your mom's name, I remember I went to school with somebody in Pointside.
Oh, no. She's not from Pointside. She's from Woodbrook. Woodbrook. Huh? I said she's from Woodbrook, and she went to Newtown Girls RC, and then she attended Progressive. Those are the two schools my mom would have attended.
Okay, then it wouldn't be her.
No, it won't.
The name is Abel.
It's not a very common name.
Yes, sure. So I want to endorse the song that Mr. Santa Cruz requested.
Hmm?
I want to endorse that for her.
Which one? Because he requested Woody's Alarm by Brooklyn Tabla.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you.
Would use the lamb, yes.
Thank you, my darling.
Yes. I wouldn't take part in the question this morning.
All righty. Gotcha.
So I just got called to give greetings and love you all with the love of the Lord.
All righty. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
It's Gina again. Somebody just called me. And to give my idea to give you,
mm-hmm.
when they're talking about the carnival,
mm-hmm.
they're not shy to come to the phone, so I'll just Hi. Tell you the idea.
Uh-huh.
I met a mutual some number. She said, in Pennsylvania, in America, that they have a big place that they build, and people come and do biblical show there. People act as Moses and they act as David, and they have different people singing and things. So they could do that in Trinidad, have a big place built, and people could come there and view their culture and all that thing. She said to let you know all that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. She asked me if I have ever been to New York and if I ever went to those places. I said, sure, I've never been to New York because I don't really like New York. But I have traveled to different Caribbean countries like Barbados and Greenland and things. Instead of paying for a visa, that's so much money better with our Caribbean island.
All right.
Yeah, so that's it. So she said to tell us, you know that. So
all right.
You have a blessed day. Enjoy your balance today.
Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Carla. This is San Fernando.
Hi, San Fernando. What's up with you?
I just woke up, girl. And I heard, it's your mom's birthday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, I wish her all the best. God, good health, long life, prosperity. God bless her, every blessing that he can bestow on her. I wish her that. And some other people are celebrating birthdays. I wish them the same, too. And blessings to the Sky family this morning, your family, all the announcers and their family. And I pray that you all will be safe and take care of yourselves. And you, Carla, you take care of yourself also. Safe journey home. And, well, as I say again, God be with you all and take care of you all.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning, Carla.
Morning.
Yes. Let me say this. It may be the last time that I'm speaking on this radio station. But I won't give the reasons. But I'll tell you this. Carnival, the church cannot replace Carnival. The fact is that Carnival is not only 2 days. Carnival is a season. It represents a season. It represents many persons. It represents calypsonians, musicians, panmen, the wire benders, the everybody, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art that has been developed over the years, and it has been carried all over the world. The pan has been taken to Nigeria. The Nigerian army used pan.
But wouldn't you agree with me, Kuva?
I don't agree with you.
It started off as an art, and now it's become a festival of nakedness. Were you privy to videos over the carnival season of people having sex basically in the road? It's been that for years, and this year it was the worst.
That is an act.
And that is coming from persons who are accustomed to being a part of Carnival. This year, I heard utterances from them who said, wow, this one was the worst. And those are persons who are accustomed to taking part in Carnival.
All right, give me two more lines. The point is that this is perpetrated for 2 days only by women who believe in vulgarity.
Not only women, is men behaving the same way too? What nonsense you telling me?
All right, madam, you have it your way. I'm gone. I'm gone from your program forever.
Blessings to you nevertheless. No, you can't always come on the radio station, Mr. Coover, and always blame women for the vulgarity. Men and women perpetrate vulgarity during the season. Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Morning, darling. How you going?
I am good. I'm not waking up.
I wake you up. I shout too hard.
You shout too hard and wake up.
I do apologize.
No, don't apologize. When you say chess and you checkmate, you don't apologize. You checkmate.
The topic is this, and Mr. Kova said he's not commenting on the program
ever again. I don't want to hear more.
So the topic is no carnival time. Is it time for change? There's no carnival 2021. Is this an opportunity for the church? Let's just move away from the church and just say the body of Christ. Right? To create something new, to present a government. And can the new idea be a sustainable one? I know you are a sensible lady, so you can tell us. It doesn't matter if it's against this particular topic. It doesn't matter. Just tell us whether or not you think that it could be done, and if it could be a sustainable one that could bring in revenue and generate revenue to the country. Well, it could be against it.
No. It's in our world, in the world of the believers, it would be ideal if we can done away with it,
mm-hmm.
and have, as I heard other some people say, have a day where we come together, mm-hmm. and, you know, cook and, you know, showcase the islands, mm-hmm. and whatever.
And the culture.
That never happened.
Yeah.
Because it's been established for years. We came, we met, we're going to die and leave it. And it's part of the culture of Trinidad and Tobago, like with the other festivals, you know, the different people, you know, they have their pagwar and their this and their that. It's part of what the country is all about.
Yeah.
It'll never happen.
Yeah.
And it's worldwide, yes. I remember when it had, was it a Peter Minshall, I saw Tantan and Saga Boy in England.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone worldwide.
It is.
But
it is.
As I hear you say, it's gone from being a sense of a storytelling type of
exactly
to nakedness by both male and female.
Yeah, both not male and female, female, not just females.
Right? It's become either the take out to Brazil, because, and yes, to Brazil. You know, they have a sense of class even with the nakedness. But
yeah.
Here, people, as they say, it's like they want to live with each other in the road.
Yeah.
It's gone from an art form to pure nakedness. It will never happen.
Yeah.
Right. And 2021, I understand there's no carnival.
Yeah, well.
But as soon as COVID left, they're going to make up for what they left, what they didn't have in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not going to come. But it's our ideal world as born again believers. Yeah, we want, let's come together and kumbaya. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know. And I heard today's mom's birthday.
Yeah, today's mommy's birthday.
Hey, mama. Blessings. Many, 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 many more. You know what? Get Carla whipping from the police.
Why do?
My wonderful.
But why do? I didn't do anything.
Carla, wake up. I was sleeping because I had a nice dream. I had a nice dream. I was the queen of the band. And then wake up, but I had a dream. I had this fetish and all of that, you know. Oh, yeah, it's a dream. Okay, I'm not started. But a lot of people rile you up, girl.
I try. Today, he just, from the time he said women and nakedness alone, I was like, but men doing it too. What?
But yeah, I mean, I saw some videos this past year and I was like, what?
Yes.
Hello.
you know, girl, it's what it is, you know. And again, it's the end of this time coming to a close for people. I mean, somebody I was talking to them said, these same people on a normal day, they're not going to come out of the house and walk to the point of work and do what, put on a bikini, you know, and instead of going to work. And no, it's the atmosphere that they're in that they do all this kind of madness in the time of bacchanal and bacchanal.
Yep.
You know. So it's what it is. It's not going away, you know, and it's probably going to get even worse and worse. I don't think it gets worse than what we saw this year, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen. Life my opinion, it's not going to happen. It's, you know, they would never cancel carnival, not indefinitely.
What? I said not indefinitely. No,
it's only because of COVID.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the only reason. If they had a way around,
and that may very well change, because the WHO coming off of the 6 o'clock news and 7 o'clock news. I know you just woke up. So to those persons that just woke up and are just joining us, good morning to you. But the WHO has just announced that all world governments should now lift all lockdown measures, because it's not helping the stemming the spread of COVID.
All right.
So that very well may change. That 2021 cancellation might change.
All about it. I'm saying love of money. That's what this is all about.
Yeah,
that's,
but the WHO has said it's because of poverty, and they're seeing poverty and economies are collapsing, and they're saying, you know, that world governments need to rethink this now, and they're saying that it needs to stop. So I don't know. You know, Chief was saying it's good news for us, but this may mean that it might very well have carnival.
All right, that's a possibility. All right, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
All right, I'm gonna get my tea and my coffee.
Go have your coffee. Right. Yeah. Have a good one.
You too, my dear. Later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
625-2759. 624-7729.
Morning to you, D.
Eat up, cause people will test you. See you later, God.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Mr. Hoover this morning. I really don't know. You know, I always appreciate everybody's contribution.
Even though,
but you know, sometimes it's getting a bit old when you have to keep saying women are to blame for everything. It's not. We all share equal responsibility regarding how we behave. Okay. I'm just saying. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Miss Carla. Mr. Ansel from Whiteland.
I'm Mr. Ansel from Whiteland. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better.
Very good. That's good to hear.
I want to say good morning to the Thai family, everybody. And the CEO, Mr. Santa Cruz, and I hear all is your mother, buddy. I want to wish you many, 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 many more years of bless.
Thank you.
And godly life. Right? So, I listen, I hear your partner get on the ball, I go make up that.
Yeah. He's saying he's not calling back ever in life
again.
I doubt it this time. I very much doubt it.
No, I go call you back. I go miss him too.
You what?
I go miss him too.
You miss him?
Yeah, I go call back, man. I go patch up that.
All right. If you say so.
Kai family people, they don't want bad mind. They make up money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think the Christian perspective keeps irking him. It irks him. He doesn't like it. He said it before on the station. He said he doesn't like the way in which the program is going. It was a management call, so, you know, he needs to just respect that view and just roll with it. He's always been a major contributor to the program. I'm not saying no, but sometimes, you know, his utterances are a bit controversial. But nevertheless, I always appreciate it.
Yeah.
I've always said that. I've even stood up for him at some points.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll go make up, man.
If you say so. All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Kalachi. How are you going, girl?
I'm blessed. I'm totally blessed.
Thank God for a new day.
Yes, I'm very thankful for today.
Kala?
Uh-huh.
Don't let somebody see your joy, darling.
Never.
to them joy at all.
No.
Right is right and correct is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I find for this COVID, people should open their eyes and turn, make a new turn in life. Know who God is. That is my point of view.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Enjoy your day, darling.
All righty. Thank you.
Everything's going to be all right.
625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside.
I ain't through. Say I'm sick and tired of all these tricks.
And CTS College Private Secondary School offers full-time and part-time classes, online classes, that is, ideal for students entering Forms 1 to 5 in September. Well, September is gone, so we're into October now. And persons repeating CSEC exams or mature candidates looking to acquire CSEC passes. Live online classes with access to an online learning management system with easy-to-access lecture notes, videos, assignments, past papers, and more. To register, call 671-2551 or email study@ctscollege.com. CTS College, where education is beyond academics. Today we're talking about No Carnival, Time for Change. There is No Carnival 2021, or so we think. Is this an opportunity for the church to create something new? How about coming up with a new idea for the government? And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Yeah? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Tara.
Morning, darling.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord. I just called to wish your mother a happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
May she live to see many and many more good health, prosperity, and the blessing of God that make her rich and add in her sorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the children that you have produced.
Yeah.
You are the head, oh Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm the firstborn.
Continue to stand in the gap for her.
I will.
And the Bible says that the young children are ours. And they're going to speak at the enemy at the gate.
Oh, yes,
so you
definitely.
So I just continue to do that.
Thank you, darling.
And
you
keep walking in the wisdom of God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Standing up a birthday.
Blessings to you, my darling.
Blessings to all Mr. Sanchez, to the man for season and all the rest of the Sky family.
All righty.
I'm Sean Tobago. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, darling.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Pauline.
How are you?
I'm good.
Don't let anybody that you good.
Never.
Okay. Just want to say, may God bless your mom and happy birthday to her. And may she see more
birthdays. Hello? I think Pauline may have gotten disconnected, as I suspected. Yeah, this one is going out to from Pastor Sandra Fredericks, my mom. I think this is the one. It's Johnny Mathis, Too Young is the name of it. Hello, good morning.
Carla Pauline here, I got cut off.
Yes, I realize
sorry.
That.
Sorry about that. I was saying that, may she see many, many more in good health and strength.
Mm-hmm.
And she has produced a lovely daughter. Obviously, she'll be proud.
Thank you.
And I want to say, yes, I agree with the standing cannibal with all its leadness, because it has become worse and worse
mm-hmm.
in all these years, and this year was the worst.
It was.
Our country doesn't need this. We can have, the same characters we have, like for Sunday night, Santa and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We can have that in a day parade on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, it could be something like Macy's Day Parade. The community's Day Parade attracts so many people in Miami.
Right. So that's, you're saying that we should go back to the beginning of it and really start encouraging persons to start wearing the sailor and all these different characters.
You see the folklore.
That
originated in this country of Trinidad and Tobago.
Right. Sensible.
Tobago does it.
Yes.
And they have so many visitors.
Yes.
And we could have another boat race.
Yes. I think we could have two for the year.
Right.
One around Easter time and one later down in the year.
We could even have surfers
mm-hmm.
and surfing, like surfing competition, like mm-hmm. international surfing competition.
Pauline, I love you. You're coming up with innovative
kind of wave, but we could do it on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we take come away from the debauchery that has been degrading our country.
Yeah, because crime is on a rise. There are murders, killings with the parades in the street. Oh my gosh. And some, I've seen so many riots and drink.
That Mr. Cooper was talking about, and the same pan. And all the things that we put into carnival as part of the culture.
Correct.
Could be directed into the Tantan and all the other stuff. So we will utilize the same artistry.
Yeah.
Right. So all we losing is the debauchery. All we getting rid of is the debauchery.
Yeah.
And the people want that could go to their parties yeah. still any night if they want.
Yeah.
That's it. So, God bless me and my Sky family, especially Mr. Santa Cruz and Miss Florida. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for your contribution.
To really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard.
625-2759 and 624-7729. This one was dedicated by Pastor Sandra Fredericks down there in La Brea. Good morning to you, Pastor. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning,
Carla. Morning. How you going?
I know, I get up.
Oh, Lolly, no, waking up. What is this? I up since 3 o'clock.
Oh, gosh, girl. Sorry, yeah? But into your topic this morning.
Yes.
I scared, you know. I don't want them to have no time from 2021.
Yeah, but it may change, though. But even if it was to change,
Yes, even if it was to change, I think they should just keep it, like, within the country. Don't allow no sort of visitors and things to come.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that is just my opinion. I might be wrong, but it come like if you open back up the borders and you allow all these sisters, and I think this COVID thing will not get worse.
Yeah.
And it's very scary because we don't have a 90 deaths, and that is just locals alone.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about people from the outside coming in.
Yeah.
I think this Carnival 2021, even if they decide to have it, we should just have it with just the locals. Yeah, I know I have a lot of businesses that suffering now, eh?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, especially Tobago.
My favorite clothing store closed down this last week, just my size.
I went to the mall, and a lot of the stores that were open, they closed. Literally, the doors shut. So, I mean, it's a particular situation, yes. But I am honestly afraid of having like a full-on carnival celebration in 2021.
Yeah.
So maybe they could just consider having it just with the locals alone. I don't know how that is going to work out. But
They've already said that they're not even going to do that as well. They're not going to do, well, at least that may change, but we will see how it goes.
Yeah, because the World Health Organization, I think last night I was listening at it on the news, and you were saying that the government should open back up because a lot of economies are failing.
Yeah.
I was looking at that. So when I got up this morning, I heard you were talking about Carnival 2021. I was like, oh gosh, boy, this kind of ticklish now.
Yeah. Well, you already start to see how it will be.
Yes, sir. But I think COVID will be here for a while, eh?
It will
be here for a while. So, I mean, with God's grace and mercy, hopefully that he will give the heads of government the inspiration, if that's the right word, to make the correct choices. That's the best I can think about right now.
All right.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Carla. Sophia.
All right, bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, darling.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed.
Okay, so back to this topic. No. Carnival needs to know its place, and right now it doesn't have any place in Trinidad and Tobago.
All right.
We cannot risk our well-being, our life with some masqueraders. I am a former masquerader, and there's nothing a masquerader likes more than Carnival. But it's just not practical. It's not logical, and it's not even essential at this given moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but other serious business to handle before we even reach to that. I mean, the beach is still closed. I prefer the beaches open and our country get back at full 100% operational. Mm-hmm. And then...
then look at that. But
yeah,
but the topic is this morning, if we were to change Carnival, what ideas you have any ideas of what we could change Carnival to be? My last caller was saying we could still keep the culture in it, but resort back to the days of the storytelling. I think a lot of emphasis has been removed from that, and Trinidad's culture and Trinidad's history, right, as a twin island, and it's now become a business.
A business. It's now become a business, so people are not going to... It's easy making money venture. Nobody's going to go back to the colonial times that used to celebrate Carnival, and it was more of a community or area or village kind of activity.
Yeah.
Because now it's a money-making business, a vast money-making business. Not just a small money, a small change. It's a million-dollar industry.
Wow.
So I don't think we could change it to either stay how it is or... it will evolve. It's not going to go back. It's going
to
go forward.
But it's evolved to something so nasty now. So it needs to be some sort of change. There needs to be that. I hear Mr. Kuva and what he's saying, but at the end of the day, it needs to change. This year was the worst. I was appalled at the nakedness. And not just the nakedness, you know, it's just the lewd behavior in the streets.
Yeah,
during parties, during fetes. It was ridiculous.
At the end, everybody entitled to dress how they want,
yeah,
and present themselves how they want and be judged how they want. That's not our, but that's not my responsibility. Once I know how I carry about myself, they can't stop it. They can change it, and they will be the ones who still say, no, this is how I want to dress, and this is how I am going to dress. And then what are we going to do?
Yeah.
With the difficult ones. What are we going to do? So you just have to leave these people on their own scene, because them alone know what they're doing. And if that brings fulfillment to their mind, body, and soul, well, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
So, all right. Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you, darling. Blessings. Bye-bye. 625-2759.
Forgiving my enemies.
And 6247729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside.
I need to write your thank you.
It's gonna make you stronger. What about no Carnival? 2021. Should there be a change? Probably change in the festival.
Bird.
Three.
I even got mad.
Vert back to R.
Cause you were taking too long.
Old.
But I'm sorry, Daddy.
Principles that Carnival was supposed to be founded on. Yeah, what do you think about that? Introducing the culture of Trinidad and Tobago as something more palatable. What do you think? 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You know, some people have put forward a gospel festival. You know, persons have highlighted the fact that we're not in a church state. So that's going to be impossible. Some people have said that can't happen. Carnival, they won't change the name. They won't do anything. Some persons, from the time they say you wouldn't change anything and nothing is going to change, it means to say that we don't even think that Carnival, we could change it. We can't change where it's going or what it has become. And it... I guess it is what it is. But what do you think? Do you think it could change? And if so, what ideas would you put forward to the government in order for it to become something, a create a new idea, that something that is going to be sustainable, that is going to encourage and generate a positive look for Trinidad and Tobago, generating income for our both, well, for our economy? Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Quiet much. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, morning. You're live.
Good morning, Carla. Happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you, darling.
This is Joanne calling. Hi, good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz, Mr. Marabai, my Aunt Olive, Aaron, and my other family, also the family, Sky family.
Yes, darling.
Everybody.
Yes. How are you doing, Joanne?
I am okay, thanks.
Very good, very good.
It's a long time I've been calling. Can't get through.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you got through today.
Yes, yes.
I'm glad to hear from you.
Yes, and congratulations to the children. Last week I tried all
this. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know.
Yes, so.
Thank you.
Yes, so you have a good day.
Thank you, darling. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Sky family only. Okay, bye.
Bye. You are God's plan. Hello, good morning.
Kala, morning, Chief. I'm in my second hour, Kala.
Yes, Chief.
Kala, alternative. I ain't saying anything about you have to stop the carnival because you have to give on to Caesar what to Caesar, you know.
Okay. Right?
But we, as Christians, must be able to provide some other alternative to Christian people and also to those who, you know, there are people in the faith, they kind of in and they're out there, maybe just go carnival and you know, there's good church. I think we have to provide a venue for these people to, or event that you could go, as I said earlier, on around the same time.
Right.
Right? So we could get and even invite some of the unsaved to the concert, call up. The concert, rent out the national, well, we can't go in town. Right? So look for a secluded place, maybe Cuba, somewhere in the stadium, somewhere, and try a big gospel concert, Carla, bring down artists from all over the Caribbean, Africa, America, and bring people and we worship and praise. You see that the devil had the minds of the people around that time. We have to do something, Carla, to win over the people who want to come, Carla. Provide an alternative to carnival, Carla. That is my suggestion.
Thank you, darling. Blessings.
Have a wonderful day, Carla.
Blessings to you. Thank you. You promised me. All right, so let me read Mr. Princess Towns' comments. Good morning. The WHO statement was that governments should avoid as much as possible the reimposition of a lockdown measure to control any upsurge. Okay. Probably not. I didn't say it in those words, but that's what I meant. This is because of the severe conditions of poverty and economic dislocation in many countries, which is something that I highlighted already. Where possible, other control measures should be maintained and introduced. The statement is made in the overall context, including mental health concerns and other health effects. Example, child immunization globally. It also takes into consideration the upcoming vaccine trial results. They are due to be available within weeks. WHO's announcement suggests that the anticipated results are indicating a highly favorable outcome. Carnival, like most cultural events, just evolve. Some changes are positive, others may not be. Well, we haven't seen many positive changes. The only positive change is for the pockets of those masked men. The cultural stakeholders can massage the landscape to minimize the negative inputs. Culture is an industry of the global tourism framework. Correct is right. So monetize it like other societies do. Religion is also cultural. Rome, Mecca, and Jerusalem are examples of religious tourism. So you're saying it can be done then? Just saying. I'm wondering. Take your calls now at 625-275-9624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside for Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. We're talking about carnival today. Carnival. Yes, sweet carnival, as some people would say. For me, I don't really like it. But no carnival for 2021, or so it's been said. It's been announced by the Prime Minister, no carnival. Is it time for change? There's no carnival 2021. Is this an opportunity for us as a people to now come up with something new? Or resort back to the old ways of storytelling and you know, demonstrating culture, showcasing our foods and so on. Tobago has a whole host of festivals, and it attracts tourists every year. What should we do? Should we be moving towards that, right? Putting more money into tourism, you know, to generate more income. And of course, you know, so this is going to be good for our country. And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Good. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Mornings.
Marjorie Karinas.
I'm Marjorie.
I'll call to wish your mom happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And I want you to play Olos. Oh, gosh, I'll have to call back. I've had it all the time and all on the phone.
Uh-oh. Sorry, darling.
And to wish all the Sky family, Mr. Santa Cruz, the twin, Jen and Jeanette, and everybody.
All right.
Good day today.
Thank you.
Blessed day.
Blessings.
So when I remember, I will call you again.
Not a problem, love.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you, mommy. Happy birthday to you. Hello, good morning.
Hi, blessed. Good morning, Kala.
Morning, darling.
How are you?
I'm blessed.
Well, I think today is a happy day for you, seeing that today is mommy's happy birthday to you, mommy.
Thank you.
Kala, what I would like you to do for mommy for me, I didn't hear it this morning, I could be wrong, but I would like you to play a birthday song. You know, you have some special birthday song, adding your name inside it.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to play
like
that?
I didn't hear it this morning. I need to hear that little song because singing makes the heart glad.
I'll have to get her on. Let me see if I can get her up so that she could hear that song for herself. I know she's probably sleeping still. She sleeps pretty late.
Because you know, you are so fortunate to see your mommy. I happened to see my mommy for a couple months and she just died, you know. So give her that upliftment, you know. And I know you love your mommy as a child. You open the way for the rest.
Thank you.
I know you're talking about cannibal, but I don't want to go down the color because I think we're sensible enough to know that, yes, while WHO is asking to open up the borders because of the economy, at the same time, our mask is important, our sanitizer is important, and we have to be careful, you know, to the end of the day. I think we're sensible enough. I don't even want to go down there to talk about cannibal because if we talk about the devil will appear.
So
I just want to stay away from that. I have a sister in Tobago. Let me say good morning to you, Teacher Uma. Good morning to you, my Sky family in general, Mr. Santa Cruz, the man himself. Bless you and have a wonderful day as we continue to grow in age. We pray God. And mommy, again, happy birthday to you. And
happy birthday, mommy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings.
Yes, you're the same to you.
625-2759. Everybody calling in to wish Ursula Gordon a happy, happy 75th birthday. People have been calling in since 6 o'clock this morning. Some people say they don't know you. Say morning, mommy. Say morning.
Thank you very much, Thai family. Have a good day. God bless you.
Aww. God bless you too. See you later. I wake up this morning, guys. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
I'm calling from Portisbane.
Hi, Portisbane.
I had requested a song for your mom, Forever Young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the one that you played by Johnny Mathis, that wasn't the one, you know.
I pulled up one, but Mr. Santa Cruz called twice. You heard when he called twice and he said, yes. Johnny Mathis.
But not that one. There's one that's Forever Young, Forever Young.
Is it a lady singing it?
No, a man. May you stay forever young.
I'll try to see if I can find it.
May God's blessing greet you always. And something like that. May your days be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the man's name, but it's not that one.
I lost.
But I don't know the person's name. But it's a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, darling. Trying to figure out. She's saying, but the scene says it's not that one. But that's all right. Mommy is still forever young, nonetheless.
And I forgot something, right? Carla, if I had $34 million set up in my church, Carla, trust me, I would have done already put something in a place, something like that. In place already, Carla. If I had $34 million in my church, Carla, trust me, I would have had an alternative to Carnival Monday and Tuesday. Wonderful day again, Carla. Blessed day to the Sky family.
Hi, Pastor. Hello. Morning, morning. You're live on air, though.
I know.
So talk to me. What's the song? Who's the person that sing it?
I don't know, but it's the same song that the lady now requests. May God's blessings keep you always. May all your wishes come true.
I've been looking for it online, and I tell you, I got
it. I'll see if I find it and send it for you.
Thank you.
Today now.
All right, my darling.
I'll check and see if you'll find it.
All right, all right. Bye-bye.
Teach your children.
Hello, good morning.
I didn't want to call back, but since the lady
five times.
The song is forever young. Forever young. Not too young. The one you played is too young.
You said Johnny Mathis.
Huh?
But you were the one who said by Johnny Mathis.
Yes.
But it is not that. It is the name of the song by Johnny Mathis. It's too young.
No, too young is too young to really be in love. Mm. That is for couples. That is for couples.
Well, anyway, just I think I may have found it.
That you're too young.
I found it. A listener just sent it to me, so thank
but
you. It's
you,
not
you don't have one by Johnny Mathis?
No, I don't. I don't have any library, my darling. No, I don't. I don't.
That is the one Pastor Sandra.
No, Pastor Sandra said it's not him either. But I just found it. Pastor Sandra said it's not that one.
Yes, it's Forever Young. Well, I know Johnny Mathis is singing.
Nah. It's not that version. Thanks, though.
No, it's two different songs. They're two different songs.
Yeah,
but and Forever Young are two different songs.
All righty.
Okay, sorry.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling.
The song for your mother is Count Your Blessings.
Oh, Count Your Blessings?
Yes.
Oh, all righty.
Yes. At this age, she's great to reach there.
All right, darling.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Help. Hello, good morning.
Carla, hi again here.
Yes, darling.
The version is forever young, forever young. May you stay forever young. May the good Lord bless and keep you. May all wishes all come true. May you stay forever young. That is my version.
All righty. Thank you, darling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
May God's blessings keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others.
Aww.
And let others do for you. May your heart always be joyful.
You're making me
may
feel
your
cry.
Songs always be sung. And may you stay. May you stay forever young.
Aww.
Forever young. Forever young. May you stay forever young.
Amen to that. Thank you, darling. Sherilyn LeBray, good morning to you. Morning to you, Pastor Kelvin Menard. Carla Brown, good morning. Let's see which one, Miss... Yeah. Miss Gentle pulled up the same one, so... What you see is realness. It doesn't matter what you say about me. As long as God is pleased with me, that's all that matters. I try to be most time. But today on Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, guys, we're talking about Carnival 2021. Is this an opportunity for us as a people, Trini people, to create something new? And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Some of you have said no, it wouldn't change. This is my story. Can I be real with you? This is my story. Can I just be real? This is my story. It is going to be back on. 2021 is still up in the air now because we're now hearing a different set of information coming out from the WHO. So wait to see what's going to happen with that.
Lifting you to a higher level. Sky 99.5 FM.
It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Today it's a Monday the 12th of October. The 12th of October. It's special day for my mom. Thank you so much to all those of you that would have called in. Wished a happy birthday. She heard them, some of them. As you know, I just woke up, so she wouldn't have heard all, but she knows. No carnival, time for change. That's what we're talking about today. There's no carnival 2021. Is this an opportunity now for us as a people to now create something new? And can the new idea be a sustainable one? Good morning, morning, Phyllis. Allah, God's richest blessings to your mom on her birthday. Love all the way from Sando. Good morning. Morning, Cheryl. Tony Wilson from Four Roads. Good morning. Tune the lady just sang was done by our own Tony Wilson from Four Roads. Okay, there go Martin Papa, yo. All right, so well, that was another version and by Audrey May. But thanks a lot, hon. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, lovely Carla G.
Morning.
Sunny South here.
Hi, Sunny South.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is.
Sunny skies.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
So let me go with this one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mommy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
May you live even longer. May you live even longer. Please don't eat too much today. Don't let Carla spoil you.
Thank you so much, Sunny South.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, well, I will go with this one, right?
Uh-huh.
Brazil, right? The Mecca of Mardi Gras, they closed down for the year and into next year.
Uh-huh.
New Orleans State in America closed down this year into next year. So I think the Prime Minister had taken front, you know, because
yeah.
Last year he was told to close down the carnival since November.
Right.
Remember today the talk show host who got the thing?
Mm.
He get on a cruise ship for carnival in around February,
wow.
March.
Wow.
Right? So he had even tell on his program that the Prime Minister should not have no carnival, but he went on. And I had told Dela Rosa at that time, you know, we're paying for rewind. I'm going to hang up Dela Rosa. They had to respect the leaders, but they had to have respect for themselves, you know.
Exactly.
Because he liked carnival, he liked the wine. And they show you on that. Earlier this year, a young 17-year-old was whining on him.
Who's that?
The Prime Minister.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
then.
You know, so at that time I say, well, they paid for the wine. So he did the best thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should have any cultural show at all, because the main purpose, Carla, is to keep the crowds away, you know, keep them distance. And if you bring in, whether it's cultural show or whatever, prayers, you know, outside prayers, it's the same thing. Crowds will gather. Great, and that's what you're trying to avoid.
Right.
You want to get rid of the virus, you know. So what we have to do, somebody said.
So if we are to change carnival, what do you think we should change it to?
Well, why you want to bring something to place it? You know, that what I tell you.
So you think we should do away with it altogether?
Well, not really. We could wait until after. We have to watch. Wait. Don't be too hurried to also change nothing. Wait and let us get rid of this virus. That's what I'm trying to say. You know?
All right.
After the virus, if God bless us, but what to do? Have a day of prayer in the church in your private capacity before you start to work. Have 2 days of prayer on that day. On your work site, you pray before you start your job. When you go home in your private capacity, that God will bless you. Because you say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, right, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. We need a land to be healed, right? So we should not try to replace nothing like carnival and thing yet. Let us wait and see what God and pray to God, and he will bless us. Because when we pray, we don't need carnival to bring in no revenue. No, God will bless the country. You'll find money will just regenerate locally here, you follow?
Yeah.
If we give God honor. So we don't forget the carnival and all this bacchanal thing and bringing things to replace and all kind of thing. Let us pray and ask God next year, even before, that this virus will disappear, not just from Trinidad and Tobago, but worldwide. Eh?
It will.
That is my take. My wife and I, my dear Friday, are going up to the for
girl. All righty.
Yeah, so later. God bless and have a nice day.
Thank you. Blessings.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning, hon.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right, I'm here thanking God for another day. I'm blessed to be here to tell your mommy, happy birthday, mommy. I love you. Carla, mom is my mom.
Thank you, Helen.
I heard you all were speaking about that song, and I know this song, but it's who sang this song, I can't remember.
Is it a local person?
I think it is the guy who sang about Susu. He had someone sang
Tony Wilson? Tony Wilson?
I think he passed away. If you have a Susu, what was yours, was mine? So I think it is him in my head. But I remember this song like, may God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. And may you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. Forever young. That is the words I remember, but I can't tell you exactly.
Who sang it? I played the version that Pastor Sandra sent for me, so I'm hoping, that's the right version. Some people say it's Tony Wilson from Diego Martin. I tried playing that one, though it didn't really come up. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to try to play that one as well.
You tried the one by Rod Stewart?
Yeah. She said it is not that one. I even played the one by Johnny Mathis. Not that one either. Mr. Santa Cruz. Yeah.
I can't remember, but I know the song.
Is it this one? It's not playing, though. I don't know why it's...
Because in part of this song is saying, may your hands always be busy, may your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the wind of change is shift. Mm. So it's a song I know, but just who played, I can't remember. Oh, mommy, you know what? We love you. You have the whole of the Sky family.
Oh, look at this. Is it this one? Look, listen to it.
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I know
you're definitely a little amping thing. Oh, all right. Well, I found it.
May God's blessing keep you always.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right here.
That's it. Mommy, you is a gem. We love you. All the Sky family wishes you long life. With God's grace, His blessing, and His guidance. We love you.
Thank you, darling.
I will.
Thank you, darling. Out of Trinidad and Tobago, Tony Wilson, Forever Young, dedicated to my mom from all of us here at Sky, and coming from Pastor Sandra Fredericks as well. So there are two versions that I would have played, the one that with Audra May, and now Tony Wilson, from our very own sister, from our very own Trinidad and Tobago, Diego Martin to be exact. So today we're talking about, on Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, we're talking about no carnival, is it time for change? A lot of people have said, it's not going to change. It's going to be the same way. And we can't change it. We're not a church state. And because we're not a religious state, we are a democratic republic of Trinidad and Tobago. We have to accommodate everybody. So that can't happen. That's what a lot of people have said this morning. I mean, a few of you have put forward some really good ideas, praise festival and all those good things, big gospel concert in the stadium and all that. But is it something that is going to be able to sustain Trinidad and Tobago? That's what we want to find out. Is it something that everyone would want to participate in? That's what you have to look at as well. Hello, good morning. I mean, Christians are really the past this participating.
Modern theology.
Good morning.
Peace and everyone.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going on calling, you know, but when I hear people talking about Forever Young, there's only one man, the man on the soil was Tony Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man who really made that song, right?
Yeah.
But somebody come up at the same time.
Yeah.
Because all the time they're fighting and biting.
Yeah, it was a real fight. Yeah.
Tony Wilson is the man.
Yeah, boy.
The next door neighbor.
Nice.
Can't go wrong there at all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to sing with Hot Chocolate.
What you? Okay.
A band called Hot Chocolate from away.
Nice.
From away for years.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Hot Chocolate, man. Yeah. I was his band.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Okay, and also with the Carnival. Carnival sing, other things, God bless him. God bless him to each and everyone. Thank God for life and thank him for his blessed day. Thank him for his blessings. Happy birthday to your mom. Hope she lives to see many, many more birthdays in years to come. And may God bless and keep her forever young. And also with the Carnival thing, Carla, I don't know what we could play. We'll play again. Carnival was they play all kind of thing in this country already, in masqueraders. You know. I don't know what they have to play again.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go down the road, that road too much with the Carnival thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we get some good news just now concerning
the lockdown measures being lifted.
Lockdown, yeah, that was
good. And that actually warmed my heart this morning. I ain't gonna lie. I tear up in the studio. I was like, oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
have
Lord.
Thank
you. Blessings.
Wishes all come true.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Carla.
Morning, darling.
Blessings to your mom. And I wish her a blessed day and many, many years to celebrate her birthday.
Thank you.
Miss Ursula Gordon.
Thank you.
My sister also is celebrating her birthday today.
What's her name?
It is Gloria James.
All righty.
So I wish them both God blessing, guidance, protection, provision.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of their lives.
Thank you. Blessings.
This is Alvarina.
Yes, Alvarina.
Bless all the Sky people from A to Z. Mr. Santa Cruz, love you. Miss Corridor, Miss Job, Miss Allen, Miss Ashibel. Bye-bye. Love you all.
Bye-bye, honey.
Always be joyful. May your song always.
Hello, good morning.
Pleasant good morning to you, Carla G.
Morning, darling.
You know how long I'm trying to get you? You know how long I'm trying to get you? Everybody singing. Is Tony Wilson sing that tune, girl?
Yes, yes, yes.
Long time in my days, I had records of it.
Yeah. I like
and
this version.
And I said dance and everything.
I like this version.
Yes, it's a very hot tune, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to send happy birthday to your mom. That she will live to see many moms. You will live to see many and many more, and live to see all your grandchildren and them come big. All those who pass, they come and enter, and they will be in big walk, combing your hair, and you're relaxing. You're going away, you know. You're staying forever young to see Auntie Carla.
Yes.
And love all of your children. May God richly bless you, Mom.
Thank you,
and
darling.
Give you all the life, all the health and strength, and all what we face in, that you will be strong in it. With your Christ, that your Jesus that love you every day. Your Father make you see another birthday, you. Grow another year with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Moms, I bless you with this loving happy birthday. And stay forever young, eh? Stay forever sweet, eh? Because I love you. You all know me, but I love you with Jesus.
Thank
and
you.
And the love of Jesus. Carla, and I want to say congratulations to you, to your children and them that's the common entrance of all what we are going through.
Yes.
I want to say thank God for all of them that passed.
Thank
all
you.
All the children that sit the SAA. God, may God richly bless all you because all the now reach the journey.
Yeah,
because
they
the
just
journey
started.
Is now begin.
Yes.
But let it begin with God, with all you and all your parents. May God give them health and strength to guide all you along with what's going on. Students, I love you all. All my Sky family, I love you, Mr. Santa Cruz. All of everybody, Nita and Mommy Cardon, I love you. Everyone, Carla G, I love you. I kiss so much, Gina and Jeanette, it's so much to call. All my family and them, I want to say pleasant good morning to all of them. I love them. Mom, stay forever young, eh? I love you. Don't eat too much cake. Don't follow Carla to eat too much cake. Eh? But when you're eating, Mom, say, Jesus, I thank you. Look, peace too. I love you, my father.
It's your voice, the Christian perspective. Today it's a Monday, the 12th of October. Special day for my mom. Thank you so much to all those of you that would have called in. Wished a happy birthday. She heard them, some of them. As you know, I just woke up, so she would have heard all, but she knows. No carnival, time for change. That's what we're talking about today. there's no Carnival 2021, is this an opportunity now for us as a people to now create something new? Jesus, you. And can the new idea be a sustainable one? You made my life. Good morning, 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 Phyllis. Allah, God's richest blessings to your mom on her birthday. Love all the way from Sando. Good morning. Morning, Cheryl. From Four Roads. Good morning. Tune the lady just sang was done by our own Tony Wilson from Four Roads. Okay, there go Martin Papa, yo. All right, so well, that was another version and by Audrey May. But thanks a lot, hon. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, lovely Carla G.
Morning.
Sunny South here.
Hi, Sunny South.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is.
Sunny skies.
Beautiful.
Yes, yeah, so happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
So let me go with this one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mommy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
May you live even longer. May you live even longer. Please don't eat too much today. Don't let Carla spoil you.
Thank you so much, Sunny South.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, well, I will go with this one, right?
Uh-huh.
Brazil, right? The Mecca of Mardi Gras, they closed down for the year and into next year.
Uh-huh.
New Orleans State in America closed down this year into next year. So I think the Prime Minister has taken front, you know, because
yeah,
last year he was told to close down the carnival since November.
Right.
Remember today the talk show host who got the thing?
Mm.
He get on a cruise ship for carnival in around February,
wow,
March.
Wow.
Right? So he had even tell on his program that the Prime Minister should not have no carnival, but he went on. And I had told De La Rosa at that time, you know, we're paying for we wine. I'm going to hang up De La Rosa. They had to respect the leaders, but they had to have respect for themselves, you know.
Exactly.
Because he liked the carnival, he liked the wine. And they show you on that. Earlier this year, a young 17-year-old was whining on him.
Who's that?
The Prime Minister.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
then.
You know, so at that time I say, well, they paid for the wine. So he did the best thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should have any cultural show at all, because the main purpose, Carla, is to keep the crowds away, you know, keep them distance. And if you bring in, whether it's cultural show or whatever, prayers, you know, outside prayers, it's the same thing. Crowds will gather. Great, and that's what you're trying to avoid.
Right.
You want to get rid of the virus, you know. So what we have to do, somebody said.
So if we are to change carnival, what do you think we should change it to?
Well, why you want to bring something to place it? You know, that will tell you.
So you think we should do away with it altogether?
Well, not really. We could wait until after. We have to watch. Wait. Don't be too hurried to also change nothing. Wait and let us get rid of this virus. That was trying to say, you know.
All right.
After this virus, if God bless us, but what to do? Have a day of prayer in the church in your private capacity before you start to work. Have 2 days of prayer on that day. On your work site, you pray before you start your job. When you go home in your private capacity, that God will bless you. Because you say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, right, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. We need a land to be healed, right? So we should not try to replace nothing like carnival and thing yet. Let us wait and see what God, and pray to God, and he will bless us. Because when we pray, we don't need a carnival to bring in no revenue. No, God will bless the country. You'll find money will just regenerate locally here, you follow?
Yeah.
If we give God honor. So we don't forget the carnival and all this bacchanal thing and bringing things to replace and all kind of thing. Let us pray and ask God next year, even before, that this virus will disappear, not just from Trinidad and Tobago, but worldwide. Eh?
It
so
will.
That's my take. My wife and I, we met this on Friday, so I'm going up to the Pahana Hill.
All righty.
Yeah, so later. God bless and have a nice day.
Thank you. Blessings.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Hi, good morning.
Kanja, good morning to you.
Good morning, hon.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, I'm here thanking God for another day. I'm blessed to be here to tell your mommy, happy birthday, mommy. I love you. Carla, mom is my mom.
Thank you, Helen.
I heard you all were speaking about that song, and I know the song, but it's who sang the song, I can't remember.
Is it a local person?
I think it is the guy who sang about Susu. He had song.
Tony Wilson?
I think he passed away. If you have a Susu, what was yours was mine too. I think it is him in my head. But I remember the song like, may God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. And may you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. Forever young. That is the words I remember, but I can't tell you exactly.
Who sang it? I played the version that Pastor Sandra sent for me, so I'm hoping that's the right version. Some people say it's Tony Wilson from Diego Martin. I tried playing that one, though it didn't really come up. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to try to play that one as well.
You're trying the one by Rod Stewart?
Yeah. She said it is not that one. I even played the one by Johnny Mathis. Not that one either. Mr. Santa Cruz. Yeah.
I can't remember, but I know the song. Is it this one?
It's not playing though. I don't know why it's.
Because in part of this song it's saying, may your hands always be busy, may your feet always be swift, may you have a strong foundation when the wind of change is shift. Mm. So it's a song I know, but just who played it? I can't remember. Oh, mommy, you know what? We love you. You have the whole of the Sky family.
Oh, look at this. Is it this one? Look, listen to it.
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I know you remember it.
Oh, all right. Well, I found it.
May God's blessing keep you always.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it right here.
That's it. Mommy, you is a gem. We love you. All the Sky family wish you long life. With God's grace, His blessing, and His guidance. We love you.
Thank you, darling.
I will.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, out of Trinidad and Tobago, Tony Wilson, Forever Young, dedicated to my mom from all of us here at Sky, and coming from Pastor Sandra Fredericks as well. So there are two versions that I would have played, the one that with Audra May, and now Tony Wilson, from our very own sister, from our very own Trinidad and Tobago, Diego Martin to be exact. So today we're talking about, on Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, we're talking about no carnival. Is it time for change? A lot of people have said it's not going to change. It's going to be the same way, and we can't change it. We're not a church state, and because we're not a religious state, we are a Democratic Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. We have to accommodate everybody. So that can't happen. That's what a lot of people have said this morning. I mean, a few of you have put forward some really good ideas, praise festival and all those good things, big gospel concert in the stadium and all that. But is it something that is going to be able to sustain Trinidad and Tobago? That's what we want to find out. Is it something that everyone would want to participate in? That's what you have to look at as well. Hello, good morning. I mean, Christians are really the boss, this participating.
Good morning, Theology.
Good morning.
Each and everyone.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going on calling, you know, but when I hear people talking about Forever Young, it's only one man. The man on the soil was Tony Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man who really made that song, right?
Yeah.
But somebody come up at the same time.
Yeah.
Because all the time they're fighting and biting.
Yeah, it was a real fight. Miss
Tony Wilson is the man.
Yeah, boy.
The next door neighbor.
Nice.
Can't go wrong there at all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to sing with Hot Chocolate.
What you? Okay.
A band called Hot Chocolate from away.
Nice.
Away for years.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Hot Chocolate, man. Yeah. That was his band.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Okay, and also with the carnival, all of us sing other things. God bless him. God bless him to each and everyone. Thank God for life and thank him for his blessed day. Thank him for his blessings. Happy birthday to your mom. Hope she lives to see many, many more birthdays in years to come. And may God bless and keep her forever young. And also with the carnival thing, Carla, I don't know what we could play. We'll play again. Carnival was they play all kind of thing in this country already, in masqueraders, you know. I don't know what they have to play again.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go down the road, that road too much with the carnival thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we get some good news just now concerning
the lockdown measures being lifted.
Lockdown, yeah, that was
good. That actually warmed my heart this morning. I ain't gonna lie. I tear up in the studio. I was like, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Blessings.
Wishes all come true.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Carla. Good
morning, darling.
Blessings to your mom. And I wish her a blessed day. And many, many years celebrate her birthday.
Thank you.
Miss Ursula Gordon.
Thank you.
My sister also is celebrating her birthday today.
What's her name?
It is Gloria James.
All righty.
So I wish them both God blessing, guidance, protection, provision for the rest of their life.
Thank you. Blessings.
This is Alvarina.
Yes, Alvarina.
Bless all the Sky people from A to Z. Mr. Santa Cruz, love you. Miss Corridor, Miss Cho, Miss Allen, Miss Asibel. Bye-bye, love you all.
Bye-bye, honey.
Always be joyful. May your song always...
Hello, good morning.
Pleasant good morning to you, Carla G.
Morning, darling.
You know how long I'm trying to get you? You know how long I'm trying to get you? Everybody singing. Is Tony Wilson sing that tune, girl?
Yes, yes, yes.
Long time in my days, I had records of it.
Yeah. I like
and
this version.
And I said dance and everything.
I like this version.
Yes, it's a very hot tune, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to send happy birthday to your mom. That she will live to see many moms. You will live to see many and many more. And live to see all your grandchildren and them come big. All those who pass, they come and enter. And they will be in big walk, combing your hair and you're relaxing. You're going away, you know. You're staying forever young to see Auntie Carla.
Yes.
And love all of your children. May God richly bless you, Mom.
Thank you,
and
darling.
Give you all the life, all the health and strength. And all what we face in, that you will be strong in it. With your Christ, that your Jesus that love you every day. Your Father make you see another birthday, you. Grow another year with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Moms, I bless you with this loving happy birthday. And stay forever young, eh? Stay forever sweet, eh? Because I love you. You all know me, but I love you with Jesus.
Thank you.
And the love of Jesus. Carla, and I want to say congratulations to you, to your children and them that's the common entrance of all what we are going through.
Yes.
I want to say thank God for all of them that passed.
Thank you.
All the children that sit the SAA. God, may God richly bless all you because all they now reach the journey.
Yeah,
because
they
the
just
journey
started.
Is now begin.
Yes.
But let it begin with God, with all you and all your parents. May God give them health and strength to guide all you along with what's going on. Students, I love you all. All my Sky family, I love you. Mr. Santa Cruz, all of everybody. Nita and Mommy Cardon, I love you. Everyone. Carla G, I love you. Ike is so much. Gina and Jeanette, it's so much to call. All my family and them, I want to say pleasant good morning to all of them. I love them. Mom, stay forever young, eh? I love you. Don't eat too much cake. Don't follow Carla to eat too much cake. Eh? But when you're eating, Mom, say, Jesus, I thank you. Look, peace too. I love you, my father. Give him peace to her, Mom.
Yes.
I love you, Carla G. Have a blessed day, girl. I love you, girl.
Love you too, honey.
Yeah, this is a girl from Malaba. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love ya.
Love you.
That's my doodoo darling in Malabar. Gartha Charles. Up there in Rosewood. Good morning. Good morning, Rosewood. Morning to all the new Malabar developments that are going up. all around Malabar. Really happy to see the neighborhood. Good morning to the counselor, my cousin, Joycelyn Worrell, PNM counselor for the area, Malabar South. Good morning to the MP for the area, Lisa Morris. Good morning to Penelope Beckles, Mrs. Penelope Beckles, the MP for Arima. Powerful, powerful ladies. Yeah, man.
You're the reason why I smile.
So it's just about 15 minutes. We just have about 15 minutes left to go. Well, we, you know, with me, it's just like about five. Yeah. Because I like to wrap up and get downstairs before my taxi comes for me. And y'all pray for me. And I really need to get a driver. Either not a driver, a car. Mm-mm. Yeah. I mean, I mean, the driver is, you know, doing a good job so far. Taxi. But he's a taxi. And I really didn't want to be taking taxis too much, you know. But it is what it is. Now, if these so-called measures are lifted, that means Carnival may just very well be back on. The borders are going to open up, allowing people to come in. Look out for that. I'm saying this. Why? Because there are other things that are afoot that we know is coming. We already know it's coming. So we just look out for it. It's going to happen. It is the inevitable at the end of the day. Whether or not, and I like to, let's summarize this entire topic. Whether or not we can do a change, I would like to believe, it's wishful thinking. I would like to think that we could change and do a more positive festival, something that is going to draw and attract attention to our country, boat islands celebrated as we do with the carnival season. But there are carnivals all over the world. Some call it different names, like in New Orleans, it's Mardi Gras, right? In Canada, it's Caribana, Notting Hill, Carnival. So it's all different names. I don't know if we should just change it. Some would say we're the home of Carnival. I don't know if we could just change it or rebrand it. You know, from a marketing perspective, I think if we rebrand it, it would be something new. Carnival 2022, you know, but it sounds says it's going to be on for 2022. So let's think about a really good idea that could really come out of this, you know, that could really change the way. Because this year, it was really disturbing to see the way and in which Carnival has gone in this country. Crime has increased. It doesn't put a very positive spin because, I mean, imagine tourists looking on at videos online and seeing us sharing videos online and people, we seeing women allowing men in particular interfering with women's body parts in the open and being and exposing themselves. I've seen people during Carnival expose themselves under drunkenness. They're naked. I remember one time walking on Farfan Street during a Carnival time and I saw a lady butt naked. And I say butt naked, was not in a panty and bra. She had on no clothes. And this was some years ago. It's no more prevalent. Now it's the whole movement of body paint and you could paint your top, you could wear a bottom piece, but you could paint your top and that's not where our carnival is supposed to be. It's not supposed to where it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, I mean, like I said, it's wishful thinking for us to want to change it, but we can't because as, you know, a few of our callers have pointed out, we're not a church state. At the end of the day, we're not. So, you know, let's just pray and ask God to continue to guide our leaders in government, you know, as we move forward to a better Trinidad and Tobago. Hi, Carla G, sending happy birthday to your mommy Ursula. Did you hear how the birthday song sang my mom's name? It butchered my mom's name. Ursula. I was like, oh! But it's really pronounced like that. It's Ursula. Ursula. We say Ursula, but it's really Ursula. We say Ursula here in Trinidad, right? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, darling.
What you just described there, listen, if George Bailey, Lee Hong, Edmund Hampton, they were alive, boy, they would have cringed. The kind of thing. You said you saw a lady 2 years ago with no clothes on, naked.
Naked, no, naked in the road, on the road, right by a rum shop, naked and whining under drunkenness.
Well, girl, that happened this year.
I saw another lady now exposing herself and men all around her.
Yeah,
kissing upon her.
Young lady, and like she was in some kind of
She was in a trance, like she was under some sort of drugs.
She was lying. I don't know if it was some car park with, but it was. I said, but what the hell is this? This is what car I played mass. My sister, the first mass I played, my sister paid for me $55 in Irvin McWilliams' band. And Carlos, it started getting out of hand, like let me say, late 70s. And when we saw the behavior, those days you used to get a standard, you know, the stick with the kind of a headpiece thing on it. Well, you have your headpiece and then this bear, the standard bearer showing the section of the band. And those women started taking the stick and gyrating on it. And when we saw that behavior, we left that band, you know?
Yeah.
Carla, well, now it was.
Yep.
It was. You've seen women lying down and women on the ground, and I'm saying, what it is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. It's the worst. That is not carnival. I tell you, George Bailey and them will cringe if they were alive to see that, number one, the costuming and then the behavior. Because it ain't costume anymore. It's beads and bikini.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see how I could take 3,000 and play a play mass and get beads and a two-piece or one-piece? No, you've got to be kidding me. My God, I don't know. I don't think there's anything again to sell, eh? I don't think there's anything again to sell. I think Brazil is doing much better with their carnival because they have costume. We have bikini and beads and nakedness. So I don't even think, if they don't have it, say what, next year? And I don't think they will have carnival next year, Carla, because the Prime Minister already said it. And if you are to have carnival band leaders start to prepare from all June.
It's true.
September.
It'll be too short notice.
Yes. Yeah, so
it'll be too short notice.
They can't have no carnival. They will really have to do some virtual. I know this virtual thing on with the work.
Yeah.
Definitely no carnival can take place October, and they still ain't get the word go. Mm-mm.
And in closing, Diamond Vale, you're my fire starter. So, you know, what do you think about the WHO's announcement last night to ask governments to stop all lockdown measures? Well, and they are the ones that promoted it. I'm so confused.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I was so confused when I heard that statement. I said, what's going on here? What is going on? I don't know. Well, girl, all I say, the countries, you have to do your thing in a way where it will benefit your country, your people. People studying the money or the bars, they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
And all my concern is letting the nationals who are abroad, who were caught in the lockdown, let them come home. This is my thing. That's the first priority for me.
Yeah.
My son, and he gone where he had to go on, and he doing his studies. So,
right.
But for the other people, because Carla don't like to be selfish, my son got through with what he come to the young people. You get through. He get through.
Yeah, EGT.
Right. So, I wishing for all those who went out there
to GT.
Medical reasons, holiday, what
studying.
You know, girl, that's why people, they say, I want a government work, you know. She out there since March with this lockdown.
And getting paid still.
Salary going, what do you mean? There's no phone to call. You say, I can't come back home. And you're applying and you're waiting and they're bringing in who they want to bring in. So, girl, she rocked back and she enjoying it.
All right.
So, I am saying the people who went out there for whatever reason and they got caught in it, let them should be those people. When I'm hearing so much flights on from this week.
Yes.
Those are the people to bring back.
Definitely going to see if there's according to the press conference that's coming up this morning from the Prime Minister, we're going to hear what.
Oh, yeah, been on next for.
There is going to be one this morning.
After Saturday? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, following the announcement of WHO, we're going to. He has to have one to address.
Oh, God, you look well. Come to the scene.
Well, it's a get out of jail free card for so many.
Bring the people home, the nationals, not those who.
Yes.
I say,
I was living abroad and I fed up and I want to come back home.
Yeah.
Well, you had to wait like Dorothy.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You too, darling. Enjoy the rest of your day. And that's where I make my way out. Apology saying much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I will be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Only if God wills it. Same time, same place, same frequency. Sky 99.5 FM. Inspire, empower, so that you guys can testify. Love you guys very, very much.
Sky 99.5 FM.